On this episode, your body's gauges and the hormonal threshold.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. This show is all about helping us kick ass as men from the inside out. We talk about sex and fitness and nutrition and hormones and mind and habits and emotions and all the things we need to solidify so we can go out and create the life that we desire. So thanks for checking out the show. Make sure and hit the follow or subscribe button if you haven't already. So let's talk about your body's gauges and the hormonal threshold. One of the most important things that we can do in order to maximize our health, in order to maximize our sexual health, and really all of the aspects of being the best men that we can be, is listen to the gauges that our body gives us. And we do have a number of gauges. So let's go through really quickly what some of those are. How well we're sleeping, our sleep quality, and how rested we feel when we wake up. Very important signal to listen to. Another one is, of course, morning wood. Are you getting morning erections on a regular basis? How strong are they? Another one is, what are your erections like overall during the day, either edging alone or having sex? What are your erections like, right? Another one is, what is your libido? Because erections and actual drive and sort of sexual passion can be two different things, right? Another really important gauge to listen to. Another one is our pain levels. So this one is a really big indicator of our diet. And the things we are putting on and inside our body have by far the biggest impact on our pain levels. So another really important gauge to pay attention to is our pain levels. And there are some other ones, but I want to focus on one more today, and that is our scent. This is something that I've talked about a few times before, but paying attention to our scent can be very, very important and can be very valuable in terms of a sort of day-to-day gauge of your hormones, because the hormonal state that you are in will absolutely affect your scent. And when I'm talking about scent, of course, sort of our whole body has some scent, but primarily our armpits, right? So this is a really good reason to get away from fragrance-filled antiperspirants and shit like that, because those are, number one, they're poisonous and really toxic. If you look into it, the ingredients and fragrance and aluminum and all the things that are in that make them a very bad idea. But one of the other drawbacks of that is that it masks your natural scent. And if you are eating clean and taking care of yourself, your scent really shouldn't be bad. It's not something that we want to disguise. In fact, it's something that is very important, especially when it comes to relationships and partners. We want to find partners where we are attracted to their natural scent. But what I want to touch on really quickly is how we can use our scent as a gauge, because as I said, it is very much affected by our hormonal state and especially by your testosterone. So you can really use your scent as a pretty good gauge of sort of where your testosterone is, and especially when you pay attention to it on a sort of day-to-day, hour-to-hour kind of basis, because it will absolutely change. That's the thing, is it will change throughout the day and from day to day, depending on the hormonal state of your body. So you will find that when you do things that are boosting your testosterone, you will have more of that manly musk, right? Which is a very, very good thing. And it's a very good signal to pay attention to know, okay, what did I do yesterday? Now I wake up this morning and I have this strong manly musk. Okay, awesome. That means testosterone production was good overnight. So what did I do yesterday that was good for that, right? So lots of ways that we can kind of pay attention to this. And one that is really powerful, and I think especially important, is to pay attention to when we cross the hormonal threshold in a workout. And here's what I mean by that. When we get to a certain point of exertion, and this will, you'll discover this will happen in different times and ways depending on how you push your body, but when we get to a certain point of exertion, we sort of cross a hormonal threshold where we get that testosterone boost. So there's a big difference between, for example, let's say having like a, you know, 10 minute flowing chill kind of workout versus something that's really intense where we really push hard and we push past that discomfort kind of threshold, right? And when we push past that threshold, we push into that hormonal switch, right? We get a sort of an effect where it will boost our testosterone. So you will find this, especially when you lift heavy stuff, when you do things like sprints, when you push into difficulty, really anything, even if you're doing body weight or whatever it is, when you're pushing into when it really gets uncomfortable and you push through anyway, and you just find that like, that extra something, right? When you find that extra something, or you're pushing hard enough with heavy weights, or you're sprinting, or you're doing any of the things that sort of really trigger our testosterone boost, you will feel it, of course, but you can also smell it. You can sense it in your scent. If you really pay attention, you will find that when you cross that hormonal threshold in a workout, you are all of a sudden more fragrant, and it can change in seemingly seconds, maybe in like a minute or two, if it's not seconds, but it changes relatively quickly. Once you sort of cross that threshold, you'll notice that all of a sudden your scent will kind of shift. And this is a very valuable thing to pay attention to because, of course, we want to get that hormonal kick from our workouts. We want to be doing things that lead to that testosterone boost. So it makes sense for us to pay attention to that gauge of our scent, and to make that a primary goal of our workouts is to cross that hormonal threshold where we get that boost, where you can feel it, and especially where you can smell it, where you can sense that in your scent. Very powerful thing to pay attention to. And however you pay attention to it, whether it's just sort of the feeling or whether it's that scent, I really like paying attention to that scent as a gauge because it really tells you when the hormones have actually shifted. Sometimes shit can feel hard and we're still not really crossing that threshold, right? So just paying attention to how we feel can sometimes kind of trick us, right? But if we pay attention to that scent threshold and to crossing that as often as possible, as many days as possible with our workouts, we are going to get the maximum testosterone benefit from our workouts, which we know is very, very important. One last thing when it comes to hormones and our workouts, and that is a reminder that if we go too hard, too long, you can actually get the exact opposite effect of what you want, which is if you go too hard, too long, you may end up actually increasing cortisol, which is your main stress hormone, and actually reducing testosterone. So in order to prevent that from happening, you want to keep your, especially your intense workouts, but keep your workouts to around 45 minutes or less. Now, if you have more than that to do, depending on where your training level is, you can split that up into multiple sessions in order to keep that maximum hormonal benefit. And you also might find that including sort of a warm up, cool down, right? You might extend longer than that. But if you're going at an intense level, you want to keep it to about 45 minutes or less, because beyond that, you're going to get a reduction in testosterone, an increase in cortisol, which is exactly the opposite of what we want. So pay attention to your body's gauges. Your body is giving you signs all the time. It's giving you signs of how it's being affected by the things that you're doing, by what you're eating, by how you're training, by how you're managing your stress, by your sleep. All of these things are affecting your body, and your body gives you signals. It gives you signals, and listening to those signals and acting and making adjustments accordingly is probably the most fundamental thing when it comes to maximizing our health and wellness. And that is because everybody is their own best teacher. You are your own best teacher. You have your own unique body that responds to things in a certain way. And so the most important way to get the most out of yourself is to listen to those signs. So listen to the gauges of your body. Pay attention to that hormonal threshold in workouts. Going to have a number of upcoming episodes of the show. We've had a little bit of a break, but we'll be back for more regular episodes starting today. So in the coming days, we're going to talk about one of my favorite supplements. We're going to talk about a nutrient that is supposedly part of our diet, but the vast majority of people are quite deficient in this, and it affects our health and especially affects our testosterone. So stay tuned, lots of awesome upcoming episodes. As always, feel free to reach out to me if I can do anything to help you, or if you'd like to talk about one-on-one coaching, you can shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or you can look in the show notes for a number of other ways to contact me. Sending you guys good vibes. Go out there, get after it, have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.